Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending
right now.
Hit.com.au.
Tell you what's trending, this brand new show for Channel 9.
It's called Amazing Grace, and it premieres tonight, guys, at 9 p.m. on Channel 9 or on NBN. Now, it is a roller coaster of a trailer to listen to. Just have a listen to the synopsis of where we start with Amazing Grace.
Tell me what's going on.
Mum?
You're not going in there.
You have a daughter.
Only 3 people knew.
You, your mum, your ex.
She's here. She found me.
Australia.
Meet Grace.
Who are you?
My birth mother.
Her whole life is about to erupt.
Your mum, your daughter.
It's all in there. And Grace's mum on the show is played by Sigrid Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, so good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I thought you gave that a very good descriptor, actually, because it is a roller coaster.
Oh my gosh!
Just starts with such a bang. I haven't heard that sound trailer before.
It gave me anxiety, Sigrid. It gave me a bit of anxiety. There's so much going on.
Well, you know, you'll be able to relax and enjoy it tonight. So, you know, you won't have to have any more anxiety. No, it is. Look, it's a can of worms that gets opened up inside, you know, deep inside a family in a natural birth, you know, in the world of a natural birthing center. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But that's kind of gives you incredible scope for story, which is what we had a lot of fun with.
It's really cool. I want to ask, when did you film this? Because, I mean, 2020, we were suffering through a pandemic. So were you guys filming during all of that, or did you have to stop down?
Well, that's a very good question, actually, because it was fraught with, you know, all of the COVID, full-on COVID environment. I'm a Melbourne-based girl, and I came up from Melbourne to do the show and went into quarantine, as did Kate Jenkinson. So we both did our quarantine in separate places. Of course, we couldn't wave to each other across the balcony because it was COVID time. So, yeah, and we have, you know, even today, of course, there are very strict protocols around COVID on every film set and indeed on ours, particularly as we are working with little tiny babies, pregnant women, but under any circumstances. There's temperature checks every week. There's, you know.
Do you have the marshal there? Marshal with the Hy-Vis vest and the whistle and the clipboard?
Got a COVID coordinator, COVID protection officer, and it's very, as well it should be, extremely strict.
Sure.
Well, and especially when you're dealing with, I'm guessing, real pregnant women and
lots of pregnant women,
lots of babies and lots of hormones,
and lots of tiny babies, which is also very strictly regulated for the safety of the babies. But the mothers were just fantastic. I mean, it's really quite wonderful working with babies on the set, because it creates a sort of a sense of sort of calm and hush and reverence, and it's really quite beautiful. And everyone was really on the same page with that. Every crew member to a woman and man, it was just lovely.
It's a hard thing to get right in any kind of film, isn't it? When you're filming a baby when they're first born, often you just go, "Well, that doesn't look like a newborn."
Sometimes they look like they're 6 months old.
Yeah, it's not easy to get right.
We're at lots of pains to really try and get that right. And our setup director, Sean Seat, with whom I adore and have worked with many times, and he's got several children of his own. He was very, very keen to get this right and not to make too many of the obvious compromises that have to be made with birth scenes. But because we're set in a natural birthing centre, I mean, we had to really kind of go in boots and all.
Yeah.
And we had a beautiful midwife coordinator who was a trusted advisor on set every minute of the day, and really helped us with even some of the little tiny pernickety details. So we were very well looked after from that point of view.
Sigrid, when I was first at home with my little one, I would try and nap when little Henry was napping. So when you've got so many babies on set, are you guys all allowed to have a bit of downtime when the babies need to have their rest?
I can just imagine us all going for a little nap while the babies.
I think that's sleeping. A great idea. Have a team siesta.
I'll introduce that if we go again. idea. I think everybody would be completely on board for that. But no, that's exactly what I did too. You have to rest while the baby rests because otherwise there's no energy left, you know.
Agreed.
I want to introduce that here at our workplace. I mean, for me. Just
I think it's going to be a tough sell here because we finish work at 9 a.m.
Yeah, but we get up early. We slog it out, Sigrid. You don't understand. Talking into this mic, tough.
Well, I mean, yes, if you start early, you're probably, I'm sure you're exhausted before the day begins, but you have to nap during the day. You're forced to, aren't you?
Yeah, we have to.
Sigrid, can I ask, is Australia the new Hollywood? Because it does seem to be trending that way. A lot of stuff being filmed here. As an actress, is this an exciting time for Australia?
It's extremely exciting to be part of a sort of new generation of, I would have to say, particularly television making, because there are so many new stories being told that there's a lot more bold storytelling now because there's so much thirst for content. And we saw that in COVID. You know, what did people want to do? They wanted to watch stories on TV. Right. Storytelling is still our major, you know, form of communication. It's the way we explore ourselves, our society, our connection, our feeling of oneness with each other as humans, you know, but there is this thirst for more and more unusual and new content, and that does make this time a very exciting time to be in the business. But I have to say that the other thing we're all talking about is how vigilant we all need to be as a society to keep telling our own stories, our Indigenous, our Australian stories about what it means to be an Australian, not just an American or an English person or a Scandinavian, you know, all those wonderful programs that we are allowed to see now because of streaming. We don't want to forget that Australian stories are, you know, really fundamental to kind of who we are. Yeah,
I'm sure we'll see a lot more pop up too over the next few months, years, the streaming services, which is great.
I'm really looking forward to this show because it feels real, even though it's not in the reality TV category. And that, because life is dramatic.
That's really lovely, actually. It's interesting you say that. It's going to be, it's just going to be really wild to see how people enjoy it. I watched a lot of particular reality show in the research process for the show, and I watched a lot of a reality show called One Born Every Minute.
Oh, that's crazy, that show.
That wonderful program. Yeah. But we tried to kind of keep that in mind, that I suppose that understanding that every birth is unique to not only the mother, the baby, but also the family and all the people around that child. So, and that's what that, you know, that reality show really kind of brings home. But we bore that in mind every second with Amazing Grace. So I hope we've pulled that off.
Well, it's on tonight, Channel 9, 9 p.m. NBN as well, if you're keen to check it out tonight with Sigrid Thornton. And are you going to watch Maths first?
Oh, look, I think I'm going to have to get the whole kit and caboodle. I want to see the context, the environment.
Just sit down, Sigrid, you know, watch a bit of Married at First Sight, roll into your show. It's going to be great.
It's going to be the perfect night.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us on the air. Let's fire up, guys.
The Wellness Rebellion.
Put a firecracker.
Where it hurts. Not where it hurts.
No, where it feels good.
This is not about
the pain.
No, but then no pain, no gain.
Exactly.
So maybe you do need to put the firecracker where it hurts. This is the Wellness Rebellion, guys, for the month of March. We are coming together with one daily wellness goal in mind. You get to pick that goal. Gandhi, you're doing a push-up challenge.
Yeah, and I'm on my rest days today, which I'm happy with. I thought it was going to be an everyday thing, the push-up thing, but apparently you do need to rest in between.
Well, with
that's the thing.
Intense exercise and muscle building, you do need to give your body a bit of a break because you actually build the muscle today on the rest day.
I'm loving it.
Not when you're doing your push-ups. When you're doing the push-ups, you're actually breaking your muscles down.
I hate push-ups, but nothing gets you more pumped up. Like,
seriously.
Nothing. Like, if you're feeling a bit flat, just bust out 10.
You feel good.
Oh, my God. You're ready to go.
But you're on a rest day. But other people who have joined the Wellness Rebellion, some people are quitting smoking. Some people are trying to organize meditation stuff for their employees in their businesses. Other people are trying to quit sugar for the month of March. There's a whole range of stuff. And I think for week one, I've said it before, and I'm just going to reiterate, keep it simple for this week. just try to commit to the goal. That's all you got to do. Lesson one is online. If you want more information, you can text wellness to 04800 18900. But lesson one is really keeping things simple this week, guys.
This is my favourite part of the whole thing, meeting the people that are committing to it over the next 4 weeks. And Olivia from Griffith, good morning.
Hey, Olivia.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you actually were part of the first Wellness Rebellion that we did.
I was,
and
yes.
You were on a serious journey.
I still am, yeah.
Tell us about
life
it.
Life is a journey,
Where are
Olivia?
You up to? This,
it's an everyday thing.
Well, I'm still on my wellness program, I suppose. I've really decided to make it a commitment for long term rather than just for a month.
I love that.
So it's, my biggest challenge was my weight loss. I think last time I spoke to you, I think I'd lost around 45 kilos. I'm now 58 and a half kilos
That's
down.
Amazing.
Well done. Feeling good?
You must
feel
amazing. You must look totally different, Olivia.
I went and bought a new pair of jeans yesterday and I got a size 10, which I have never, ever been in.
Wow.
Amazing. Love that.
And then that's the self-fulfilling prophecy. Like when you get a little bit of a kick out of it, then you're like, I can keep going. I can keep doing this. I can keep making the small sacrifices for the overall great feeling that you get.
Absolutely. And I think I'm a real visual person. So I think my motivation, I created a visualization board.
Great.
And so it was along the lines of what I wanted to achieve, what I could see myself doing, and the things that I wanted to achieve in like I'm doing my vow renewal. So I wanted to be able to wear a wedding dress. I want to be able to wear a swimsuit. I want to be able to, and like just those motivation boards and pictures that you can visually see every day. And really knowing that if you have a stumble and you have a fall, it's not the end of the challenge and it's not the end of the day. It's a case of, okay, I've had a stumble and I can pick this up again tomorrow, or, you know, pick it up again in an hour. Okay, I've had a chocolate biscuit with my coffee, but I'm going to have a banana for morning tea.
Olivia,
kind of
like you're sounding like Maz that you speak. it's like she's rubbed off onto you or something. She's in your brain.
You sound like my protege, Olivia. This is amazing.
Your little minions,
but
Maz.
But it is such great advice. And what I love, the whole point of the Wellness Rebellion is to give people an opportunity to try something out for a month and then it might kick over into a complete life transformation. But it is about keeping it simple as well. It is all of those small little decisions and those little sacrifices that add up.
How are you losing the weight, Olivia? Like, what exactly are you doing?
Well, I gym 3 days a week.
Well done.
So do cardio and strength training.
Cool.
And then I also do water aerobics, which is just a little bit of fun. It's more social, but it's still a lot of commitment, I suppose. And you really do feel, I think I feel more of a burn doing my water aerobics than I do my cardio and strength
That's
training.
That's so 80s.
You have a good chat with the nans as well when you...
It's a full nana sport aqua aerobics.
Are you the youngest one there,
it's
Olivia?
Really not.
Isn't it?
No, I'm not. No, we've got a lot of young people there. And I mean, like, yes, okay, we have a lot of older people that can't work out at the gym. But majority of it is young teachers and people that come in early on a Saturday morning that...
It sounds easy, I'll be honest. I mean, water aerobics sounds like it'd be the easiest of the lot, is it not?
Oh, Gordy, you've got to try it.
Really?
You've just volunteered yourself for another challenge on the show. You're going to have to go and do an aqua aerobics class and see how high your heart rate gets.
I am a nan magnet, so they'll love it.
The thing with water aerobics, Gordy, is the fact that you can't feel how much
Even better.
That you're carrying.
That's so great.
It's like the ultimate sport.
You get out of the pool and you go, oh, wow, like my arms feel like I've just done 100 bench presses.
Wow.
And,
all right, you've inspired me.
Well, Olivia, oh, my God, you should be a brand ambassador for aqua aerobics around Australia.
Well, it's actually motivated me to go and do my certificate in fitness and nutrition. So I've started that this month.
I'm so proud of you.
I really liked it. Yeah.
You're ticking all the boxes.
So
we love that. I'm going to do water aerobics. I'm going to go down the local rec centre and give that a go.
Try it out.
You're a great spokesperson for this, Olivia. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Keep up the good work, Gordy. Babe. Keep at it.
Thanks, Maz.
All right, Dylan.
Gordy and Maz. Gordy and Maz.
Hey guys, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the Golden Globes happened this week.
Yes. To be honest, I will be honest when I say this. This is the award show music, guys. When it popped up during the week, there was no build up to it at all. I just felt like it came out of nowhere.
Why does this feel like Jurassic Park in my ears?
Yeah, it is a bit Jurassic Park-esque, isn't it? Award show music and Jurassic Park.
Award show music and Jurassic Park.
Like it's
Mega
movies.
Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Gaundy, and I tend to agree with you. So this is the 78th Golden Globes, and in my 41 years on the planet, I think I've seen a lot of them, but I kind of don't care about award shows like I used to. And I want to know, like, is it just because I'm getting older and I don't really care that much anymore? Or you're like, what is the captive audience for the Golden Globes these days?
Well, we had an interesting chat about this off of the air, and I feel like the conventional celebrity is sort of on the way out. I think a lot of the younger people coming up, see, we didn't grow up with phones in our hand 24/7.
No,
so our celebrities were on TV,
we grew up with Hollywood,
in movies, exactly.
Megastars, yeah. With all the people that used to be in movies that are now in TV shows that are winning Golden Globes. They're the people that we grew up with on TV. Like Gillian Anderson was in The X-Files, but she won the Golden Globe for her portrayal of Margaret Thatcher in The Crown.
Yeah, see, I think people care less about these people now. And also for award shows, it's one of those things I always feel like we're rewarding people that get to do one of the greatest jobs on the planet televising it and going, how great are these people? You're lucky enough to do what you do.
Do you know what
is cool,
though?
Do you need the big fanfare as well?
The thing that was really interesting about this year's Golden Globes is it's all remote now. You can't just sit in a big old stuffy room and hand out awards and high-five each other and make out in the bathrooms. You can't do that. Even Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who were hosting, they did the monologues and all of their bits in completely separate cities, even though it looked like they're on the same screen. And then everybody accepting awards, all the nominees are all on Zoom, just hanging out in their homes.
We've got a little bit of the intro from this year's awards.
Hello, good evening, world. Let us explain what this even is. The Golden Globes are awards given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is made up of around 90 international no black journalists who attend movie junkets each year in search of a better life.
It is great to be black at the Golden Globes. Absolutely. Back at the Golden Globes.
Emma Corrin, The Crown.
What? Josh O'Connor, The Crown.
The Crown.
Gillian Anderson, The Crown.
Well, The Crown cleaned up.
The Crown cleaned up. Schitt's Creek also did very well for a comedy slash musical, which I find an interesting category that those two things are lumped together. I think musical should be its own separate category.
One of the great shows, Schitt's Creek. This morning on the show, though, 13, 10, 16.
Are you a huge fan?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, I watched a documentary on the ABC about how the show all came together and the final episodes and all that sort of stuff.
It's very good. They didn't clean up as much as they did in a different award show last year, but they still did. It still did pretty well. Highly recommended.
We want to chat to our youngest listener, still watching award shows.
Yeah, look, do you just froth on award shows? Like, you love following everyone on Instagram and seeing what they're wearing on what used to be the red carpet, but now is just like a mirror selfie in one of their own dressing rooms in their mansions. Are you into award shows? 13, 10, 16. I want to talk to you because I'm happy to hand over the baton. I don't really care anymore.
Well, are they dying out? Like, are people more invested in what's going on TikTok than rewarding these big name celebrities?
YouTubers
on award shows
have probably more followers on social media than some of the biggest stars that we're seeing at these award shows. So maybe it's time for a sea change. Look, we've got to be really honest with you guys. We haven't really had any super young callers.
Well, here's the thing, because that is our theory that, you know, young people, they. And what are we calling young? I mean, how young's young? I feel young. Everyone's young at heart.
Yeah, but you're not young, mate. You're in your mid-30s.
That's right.
It's not young, though.
I've got more life ahead of me than I do behind me.
No,
is that not young?
You're about halfway.
I'm as young as I'll ever be.
You are definitely as young as you'll ever be. But I was thinking someone in like their mid-20s,
that's what
like
we're calling
early
it?
20s,
okay.
Like that season of life when everything's exciting and you're not jaded because you haven't been doing something for 10 or 15 years.
Our theory is with those people in that age bracket,
Gen Z?
Are
you Gen Z? What are you?
13, 10, 60. Let's go to our youngest listener that we've trawled the phone lines on, still watching award show ceremonies. And that age is... Caller, reveal your age to everybody. Caller that you know you're about to be on air, reveal your age.
50.
50! There it is.
It's Vanessa.
Vanessa. 50.
Morning, man. It's morning,
hey, babe.
Mate.
So you're 50, hey, but you still love award shows? You still love watching them?
I love it. I love all the glamour and the blitz and the glitz. I just love watching what they're going to wear, what they're going to say.
See, you sound like me when I was in my early 20s. I used to love all of that stuff, and now I'm like, meh, I don't know.
Yeah. Look, I still watch it. Look, I watched the Grammys last year and the year before. Look, I watch it every year. Sometimes I watch the whole lot. Sometimes I just watch bits and pieces. Sometimes I might even tape it. But I watched a good one last year and the year before with Billie Eilish, Bad Girl.
She's great, isn't she?
She ended up taking out 2 years awards. So
yeah, she's excellent. Yeah, so is that how you stay abreast of what is cool? Like when you see, say, the Grammys, you're like, oh, these are all the artists winning Grammys. I need to get on and listen to their music.
Well, all the up and new coming, yeah, absolutely. All the new stuff coming out, you know, all the musicians and what have you.
And then what about, so with the Golden Globes, because I guess for some people, like, they watch to see which shows win all the awards and then they go and watch those shows.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
I want to know, Vanessa, did you watch the Golden Globes this week from start to finish? Be honest.
No.
No, okay, well, you can't love them that much, Vanessa, but well done.
You ready? Gaundy and Maz, the Hit Breakfast Show.